This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Jennifer James, 49, beats cancer four times and is still undergoing chemotherapy. Just before midnight, a bullet blasts through the window of her Denver, Colorado home, cutting through her upper arm and into her chest.
Jennifer's family frantically calls 911, but when paramedics arrive, she's pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators find security camera footage depicting a Nissan Rogue stopped in front of Jennifer's home at 11:18 p.m. The car idled there for several moments before its headlights went dark and it drove away. Police find footage of the same Nissan Rogue at a gas station a few blocks away and work to identify the owner.
Law enforcement tracks down the shooter, Ebenezer Worku, 20, who says he accidentally fired out the window of his car because he's unfamiliar with the gun. He says he tried to clear the chamber, not realizing there was another bullet. He says he wasn't aiming at the house and thought the bullet would hit a wall or not go in. He's arrested for murder one. As the school year winds down, a game known as Senior Assassin sparks panic, injury, and criminal investigations across the country. The game played through apps with targets, power-ups, and videos posted online. Parents afraid a fake gun that looks real could have deadly consequences. In New Rochelle, police respond to students carrying a realistic toy water gun. Luckily, no one hurt. In Arlington, Texas, a water gun battle goes wrong when 17-year-old Isaac Leal falls off a Jeep and hits his head. He's on life support with a brain injury. School officials across the country begging students to stop playing before someone is killed. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Washington, D.C., two staffers from the Israeli embassy have been shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum. Police say the suspect, 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago, opened fire on a small group as they were leaving an event. He was quickly detained by museum security after entering the building, shouting, "Free, free Palestine," as he was arrested. The victims have been identified as Yaron Leshinsky, an Israeli research assistant, and Sarah Milgram, an American who coordinated diplomatic visits. Israeli officials say the two were close and that Leshinsky had planned to propose next week in Jerusalem. The attack has sent shockwaves through diplomatic circles. Israel has lowered flags to half-staff at missions worldwide and tightened embassy security. The shooting comes amid a renewed Israeli offensive in Gaza and rising global tensions tied to the war with Hamas. Authorities are investigating the attack as a possible hate crime. A daring jailbreak from a New Orleans facility has raised questions about internal security and staff involvement. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner reports on the unfolding investigation.
On May 16th, 10 inmates escaped from the Orleans Parish Prison in New Orleans, Louisiana. They dismantled a toilet in their cell, exploiting a hole behind it to flee the facility. The escape went unnoticed for nearly 7 hours, with five inmates still at large. Sterling Williams, a 33-year-old maintenance worker at the jail, has been arrested and charged with 10 counts of principal to simple escape and one count of malfeasance in office. Authorities allege he turned off the water to the cell's toilet, facilitating the escape. Williams' attorney, Michael Kennedy, contends that his client was unaware of the inmate's plan. Kennedy states that Williams responded to a deputy's request to fix an overflowing toilet and had no knowledge of the escape plot. He further argues that Williams is being used as a scapegoat to divert attention from the jail's security failures. The investigation has led to the suspension of three jail employees and the arrest of two individuals accused of aiding the escapees after their breakout. Authorities continue to search for the remaining fugitives and are reviewing jail protocols to prevent future incidents.
The Orleans Parish prison escape has prompted a thorough review of jail security measures.
Thanks, John. Avid hiker and realtor Fern Baird asked a hotel employee for a hiking recommendation for the Sawtooth National Forest near Ketchum, Idaho. Fern signs the Prairie Creek Trail logbook to the lake and back. When Fern doesn't return, hotel staff report her missing. Hotel video shows her wearing a gray jacket, black pants, gray gloves, and a fanny pack. Blaine County Sheriff's deputies find her 2018 Subaru Crosstrek 3 days later, parked in the Prairie Creek lot with her purse inside. Fern, 5'5", about 115 pounds, shoulder length, sandy blonde hair, hazel eyes. Her ears are pierced, no tattoos. Her family's offered a $25,000 reward for info leading to her return. If you have info on Fern Baird's disappearance, please call Blaine County, Idaho, 208-788-5555. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.